Not one precious drop of your life is ever lost in now. And it truly works miracles in the human time span that we call a parenthesis. All this is part of what we may call our rebirth, giving birth to that inner self which has ever been now and which is waiting for the creature in time to awaken to it. Now when we say, stand ye still, reach above into your soul realm to find there the self of you that lives now in heaven. You are being prepared for the anointing of spirit, that which occurs beyond the level of human consciousness in the invisible. It occurs outside of your awareness, and you must enter that vast invisible in order to find this divine contact. And when you do lose your human identity there, you are picking up your divine identity. One replaces the other as subtly as the serpent had been subtle, so much so that you yourself may not even know that you have made a changeover to another identity. Tell no man even applies to that event, that you yourself are not told what has happened to you. Until you are so completely infiltrated with the spirit that for you there is no more a desire to return to human selfhood. Do you see the preparation that spirit has prepared for each of us to help us enter into ourselves? It is running a universe that does not depend upon human initiative. It is far beyond your power and mine. It requires of us that we surrender to it and let it run its own universe through us. We are dealing with a vastness, so vast that it can produce human images who have mistaken an 80-year lifespan to be their lives. When they are invisibly the infinite life of God. The vastness of this complete infinite plan can never be squeezed into a passing moment or into a human brain. There's no way. And that's why we're told to surrender. When we're in the fifth world, we will surrender on a different level. We will be out of time. And the things that we now see in time one way, we'll see those same things another way. The things that we now see in space one way, we're going to see them another way. It's just like on that 50-yard line. The play in the middle of the field looks one way, but if it goes down 50 yards away, it looks different. And so it is that when you're in the soul realm, everything will look different. And you must become accustomed to it now. You can't just plunge in. Spirit gently shoehorns you into it, so that as you enter this new realm, you are familiar with it. It doesn't birth babies into their 10th year when they start. It slowly brings them into the awareness of what they're coming into. And we are being birthed into the soul realm, into timelessness, into spacelessness. And even science has discovered, as we have discovered, that in spacelessness, material forms disintegrate. You begin to see the disintegration of that form you thought was so precious in your own consciousness. You begin to see the futility and the innocence that we have gone through in trying to cling to the human sense of life, which is passing away in time every minute. You begin to look over your own shoulder, and you begin to feel the great joy of wanting to experience the newness of the invisible, to step out of the form. And not just to step out of it and return to it, but to step out of it forever. Not to cling to it. Not to want to be limited by it. To step out of the sense of time which limits you to a span. And to live permanently in the consciousness of a now which can never be squeezed into a lifespan. You live outside the parenthesis, and when you do, you're living in the divine will. And it is the divine will that will help you get to that consciousness. Because the kingdom of God is not in passing time. Passing time is a very pale imitation that only skims the surface and brings to us a parade of sensations, which are nothing but the outer surface impressions that the world mind has of the kingdom. And these fragments we have made our life. They are as false as the life they have composed. Now there's another self revealed here. Just as Adam had two bodies, two lives are revealed here. You have a life here in time, which you have called life, but you have a life outside of time which you must learn to call life. And that is the life you must inhabit now, if for you transition has meaning. This is a completely inner event, a completely inner practice. And it's a very private practice. And there will be many around you, even in your own family, who will not respect it, who will not understand it. But they will benefit by it. They will benefit by it because the consciousness that you release into that home by living in the now of being rather than in the time that does not exist will manifest in that home and around that home and for the benefit of those people with whom you associate. You will pass the nowness of being invisibly through consciousness into many you never will meet. And you'll find that you're truly an instrument beyond your wildest dreams. If you look carefully now at the Bible in your mind, you will see that many of the wonderful things that happened through the instrumentation of Jesus Christ, and many of those going back from that date through the Old Testament, had to do with bringing out of the eternal now the miracle of a perfect God into the flow of passing time that would be interpreted as a child suddenly breathing who hadn't breathed, or a man stepping forth out of a tomb, or a boy sitting up in a coffin, or a girl sitting up in bed who had been in a coma and saying, "I want some food." This is all a manifestation of speaking with tongues, touching the invisible now, which manifests sometimes instantaneously into the visible time flow. That's why absent healing is effective. That's why it requires no hands. When you touch the timeless, the time flow reflects that inner consciousness. Our meditation now is three words: God is now. We have meditated upon God never makes mistakes. God is conscious. The consciousness of God is here. Now know in your own consciousness that God is now. Always now. There's never a single moment in time when God isn't now. And add the word here. Because there and there and there are always here in God. God is now. And when you are able to know this, you are touching now. And it will multiply the loaves and fishes. It will open the eyes of the blind. It will bless you. The will of God in you can be your blessing or your curse. It will bless you if you live in the now of God, for it is the Father's good pleasure that you live in the kingdom of now. And when you depart from the kingdom of now, the will of God in you will curse you. Because as you leave it, you walk into karma. Now is the kingdom. Here is the kingdom. The kingdom here within me now is the kingdom of God and every power of God. And if I will stand in that place, all of time will reflect what I know in the now. There is no death in now. And when you touch it, you have eliminated death. There is no war in now. And when you touch it, you will never be in a war. There is no disease in now. And when you touch it, disease cannot touch your life. When you touch now, whatever is not in now cannot manifest in your life. and whatever has manifested, which is unlike now, must dissolve. How will you know when you touch now? You will find that there is no human you, and you're not a bit unhappy about it. In now, you realize you are incorporeal being. In now, you know that there is no place that can claim you are there as a physical form. You feel the strange wonderment of being, spiritual being. You don't take up space. You don't inhabit time. You simply exist as infinite consciousness. That's how you'll know you're in now. You'll feel the stillness of time, the non-flow of it. And though not even one thought passes through your mind, that moment of now will govern many, many, many tomorrows, maybe an entire lifespan. It will never leave you. And still you can go deeper and deeper and deeper into now because it is infinite. And maybe one day you'll learn how to stay there. Long enough to birth the Christ in such a way that never again can a mortal mind persuade you that your name is not the invisible child of God. Now are we the sons of God. This is the way Spirit has recommended that we live outside the parenthesis of time and space. But there are many other ways. And as you live in it this way, it will recommend to you other ways. Just like branches on a tree, new branches, new plans, new techniques all evolve into your consciousness as you live in this now called the tree of life. Again, when you are told not to be tempted out of the kingdom, it's the same thing with now. Not to be tempted out of now into the false flow. That's why we lose all recognition of the importance of birthdays and holidays and changing seasons and weather and climate. All of these subtle tempters to think that there is time in which these things can happen are avoided because they very subtly draw us back into the human consciousness, which is at the mercy of karmic law. We stop walking backwards, and we stop the illusion of walking forward. We live in the fullness of our being, which is the meaning of our eternal life. It is all happening at one moment. All of your life is happening. That is the now. And it will break all of the bonds of the false attitudes we have entertained in time. It will break the false concepts. It will restore the bones to their wholeness. You've seen that in Scripture many places. It will restore the lost years of the locust.